Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Father, thank you for allowing me to connect with my listening audience. Thank you that as I pray and speak, I am not interrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Holy Spirit, have your way with me, with my thoughts. I want my thoughts to be your thoughts. And thank you for speaking through my vocal cords and thinking through my mind. Thank you for allowing it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal. I am Reverend Diane Hobson, Senior Pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church, President of Global Exchange Christian University, and your host for today. Welcome to another exciting episode. Today we'll be talking about the love of God will heal your family's finances. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And after Romans 10, we will go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And our final opening scripture will be Matthew 6:33. Okay. New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the book of Acts, and Romans. Romans chapter 10, 9 through 10. Verse 9 reads, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. One more time. But seek ye first. Seek who first? Seek God first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We will go into our... Today is Saturday, so we're going to go and do a health tip and a business tip. Our health tip today is to remind parents that we talked about water. We know that that's important. We know that children do not like vegetables. We have some children that do, and some children will eat only broccoli. But try to get your children to eat the vegetables. I don't know if this was a good way, but I did this, and this was done before I became a born-again Christian many years ago when my children were small. I would say to them, if you don't eat your vegetables, you will not have dessert. We always had dessert with the meal. Dessert was always a part of the meal. So, of course, we know children love dessert. So they always ate their vegetables. That's a problem I did not have. But, however, I am just so glad that we have you to talk to your children, and they are going to be the ones that will eat their vegetables, and you're going to do what you can to get them to do so. Okay? Hey. So we are so glad that parents are willing to sit their children down and explain it to them why they should be eating vegetables. You know, we don't just want to say, eat your vegetables, eat your vegetables. You don't want to keep saying that, and you don't want to have to holler and scream and make it a it would just be a a magnificent task to get the children to eat vegetables. Explain to them before you start giving them vegetables what it means to them. Let them know that it's healthy for them and they will have nice bones, they will be able to have their muscles, and, you know, make it a, kind of like a game. And children love things like that. And then you can even go online, make it a task. Go online with them, sit down and go online and you get up and you, both of you kind of sit and, or you can let them sit if they're big enough to do it themselves. Let them sit and tell them what to look up. Say, let's do this together. I want you to see, don't just take it from me. I want you to see what vegetables will do for you, and let's see what will happen if you don't eat your vegetables. Those kinds of activities, you'd be surprised how they get the attention of your young children. Even children that you that are older, teenagers and young adults. If you give them a task to do, even you can go to the library with them. Let's have a library day, and let's go. And then you could even talk to one of the librarians. Say, we are just interested in doing a little activity today that has to do with vegetables. Can you tell us the best place to look, or do you have information that would help us to understand why vegetables are good for our bodies? And they may say, well, let me just share this with you. You never know what they may have for you to look at. Something good, that's a very good activity. Could be make it a family activity. Someone can look up something for the heart. Another person can look up something for what keeps your intestines in order and keep you, your kidneys healthy. You can look up all those things, and they will know. What God gives us wisdom, and we have to take care of our bodies. This is our temple, the temple of the Holy Ghost. We have to take care of our bodies. He's not going to come down from heaven and say to you, all right, you're not eating enough vegetables. He gives us wisdom so we will know what to do and how to do it. So thank you very much for being a steward of yours. And then if you don't eat it, they're not going to do it. So don't, if you say, well, Mommy, you're not eating, Daddy, you're not eating your vegetables, why should I? So you eat your vegetables so that they can see you eat your vegetables and it won't be a problem for them to eat theirs. So that we have to keep that in mind. The children watch everything that we do. Everything. Not just a little bit. Everything. You think they're not listening to what you're saying. All the nasty words you say, they get that. All the good words they say, they get that. So which would you rather them to have, the good words or the nasty words? You freak out. Okay? All right, let's go right into our business tip. This is Christmas is coming up. And we're in that season, the holiday season, and this is a season that most families like. Children love this season. And we just want to share with you, before you begin your Christmas shopping, check with God. Somebody might say, well, why talk to God before making a Christmas list? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God can inform you on how to shop, how much to spend, where to spend your money, and encourage you to only purchase what is needed. Most Christians spend unnecessarily because they are trying to make individuals happy. This Christmas, let us follow Philippians 4:19. It says, God will meet all of our needs. If your children don't need it, don't give it to them. Don't say, well, I got to get this. They say they want this. They say they want. We're not buying what they want. Children are smart. They know how to manipulate parents. If you seek God first, he will tell you what to get your child. And you say, well, every year I just get them all these things. I tell them, give me a list, and I'll get everything. If they don't need it, why are you getting it? We got parents buying iPhone for two-year-olds. That's absurd. And then they wonder why they have to work all the following year to get caught up because they spent all the money on the holiday. I'm not saying don't buy a gift. That's not what I'm saying. I am saying let's put wisdom together with what we're doing. God can tell us what we need to do. The Holy Spirit, take the Holy Spirit shopping with you. Holy Spirit, should I do? He's our helper. Jesus left us the Holy Spirit as a helper. Why is it we don't use him? He knows what to do and how to do it. Okay? Now this Christmas, only get what's needed for persons on your Christmas list. If you are purchasing for someone who has everything, look for a card that ministers to that person. Loving words can go further than any gift that you can purchase. That might be good for a number of people. Send them a nice Christmas card. Get a nice box of Christmas cards to send out. Don't just send anything. Some people just go, but if you can't afford it, okay, go to the dollar store and get one, you know, some of those cards. But if you can't afford a box of Christmas cards, sit down and ask God, what words should you put? You're sending it to Aunt Lucy. What should I say to Aunt Lucy? You never know. Sometimes I can't tell you how many times people have said, you know what? That's exactly what I needed to hear. And that blessed me because I know that came from God. It didn't come from me. And I tell them, well, then you need to thank God because he's the one who told me to say it. Do you understand what I'm saying? He uses us as a vessel. But if we don't go to him and ask him what we should say, we have no idea what to say and what to do and how to do it. We're going to talk about family finances. That's going to be what we're talking about on today for our overall segment. But we wanted to get that out in the open so that persons won't be spending and trying to make everybody happy, and then they get their gifts. I don't want this. Why did they buy me this? I don't want this. Every year they get something I don't want. If you check with God first and take the Holy Spirit with you, you won't make those mistakes. The Holy Spirit, God and the Holy Spirit don't make mistakes. Okay? All right. So let us go to our segment today. And in our segment, we'll be talking about finances. Walking in the love of God can heal anything that your family has to deal with now and in the future. Now, you know we've been putting together a household budget for the holidays, a loving family household budget. Okay, so this is the last week we're going to talk about that. Everything's online. If you need some information, you can always come back and listen to these tapes. I listen to my tapes sometimes. I have teaching tapes that I listen to over and over and over again. We're not going to be edified in the body of Christ if we only listen to something one time. Now, if you don't need it and it doesn't do you any good, then don't listen to it. But if it's something that can help you or you can listen to it and pass it on to someone else that you think may be able to utilize it, then listen to it more than once. And God knows how to minister to you. When you're listening to these segments, say, say a little prayer. Say, God, what do you want me to get out of these segments? As I listen to it, tell me what I need to hear. Show me how you want me to use this material. And he will do that. If you allow him to do that, he will do just that. Okay? Household budget, the total monthly income. Remember what we did? We added up what comes in throughout the entire month. So if you get paid on a weekly basis or you have child support coming in weekly, whatever's coming in, you add all of that, that's your total monthly income. And we're doing a monthly budget because most people pay your rent monthly. Most people do. Some people may be paying biweekly or they may be paying, depending on where you live, you may be paying a weekly amount. So if that's the case, then you can do a weekly budget. But we're going to do a monthly budget. And I'll try to go briefly over a weekly budget if you are just in case somebody may be paying rent weekly or month or biweekly. Okay, but if in case I don't have enough time at the end of the program, take the monthly budget and utilize that for weekly or biweekly. You add up everything that comes in that week, and then you subtract out whatever you have to pay, rent, if you pay lights every week, or insurance, or car note. Some people may have a weekly car note or every 2 week car note. So depending on what it is, or child care has to come out every week. So whatever meets your budget, that's what you do, okay? So let's continue on with the monthly budget, and then we'll go back, we'll double back and see what kind of time we'll have and can kind of hit it in terms of a first week and a biweekly. Monthly budgets, we put everything together, and if it's husband and wife, you put everything goes up under one. You add up everything, and that gives you one total, a total monthly income. Okay? Now, if you are a Christian, before you bring anything else out, your tithes should be first. Tithes and offerings. Let's say you make $1,000 per week. 100, that's because you're tithing 10% off the gross amount, not after Uncle Sam takes this money out, off the gross amount. 10%. If you got $1,000 coming in every week, that's $100 out of your check. That's an easy 10%. I know somebody who had $5,000. They make $5,000 a week, so that's $500 at 10%. $500 that comes out. Well, if you're making $5,000 a week, can I tell you something? More than likely, you're not missing $500. That's a piece of cake. Okay, but tithes and offering comes first. So 10% of your gross amount before Uncle Sam takes this money out. Okay? Let's get that clear. Even if you're getting Social Security and that's all you're getting, let's say if you're getting $500 a month, that's $50. That is your seed to sow for that month. Do you have to sow it? No. Will it stop you from going to heaven? No. But if you want to go on live on a higher plane, you probably want to go ahead on and do tithe offering. You'd be surprised. You say, well, I don't have enough money. I barely have enough money to pay my bills. If you do tithe and offering, you will always, always have enough to pay your bill. Seed time and harvest. You sow a seed, it will bring you a harvest. In the Bible, seed time and harvest, it works for anybody. You don't have to be a born-again Christian for seed time and harvest to work for you. Everybody's trying to figure out, well, how do they become a millionaire? How does this gonna seed time and harvest? If they're sowing seeds, it's going to be a harvest every time, every time. And you never get back just what you put in. Seed time and harvest, okay? All right, so we get tithes and offerings is first. That's the first thing that should come out. We've got two columns. Remember, we're doing a bill name on one column, the amount to pay on the second column. All right, so rent and mortgage. And right across in the second column, amount to pay, you are putting amount you pay next to it, whatever it is. Insurance, if you're paying insurance, whether it's rental insurance or mortgage, and you're paying mortgage insurance or a mortgage fee or whatever it is you're paying. We've talked about if you live in a subdivision, you may have association fee, so you can put that, and maybe you don't have insurance, you have association fee, and your insurance may be included in that association fee. And you say, well, that's an annual fee, but divide it by 12, and that will give you the amount that you should be putting up for your fee, your association fee. Ask them, can you pay it monthly? Or if they say, well, no, we'd like for you to pay it in one lump sum, then put it in the bank. Let it grow some interest. And then whenever, at the end of the year, when you're supposed to pay it, you got a little extra because you got interest. See? It's always wisdom to what we should be doing. Wisdom is always attached. Let's go to our utilities. On our utilities, we're going to do utility bills. We're going to do those separate. Lights. Your second column, put next to light on the same line how much you pay. Gas, same thing. Coal, oil, whatever you are heating by, your heating bill. You just have light, everything's electric, then you just have that one bill. Water, if you pay water, then you, next to that, in the second column, how much you pay, how much do you pay? If not, then you don't put anything in the column. You're a homeowner, you do have a water bill. Okay? Food, how much do you pay for food? You can do that weekly, say, I will, it varies. So do an estimate on your food about how much you may pay, $50 one week, maybe $200 the next week, depending on what you might be having company over or somebody's coming to visit you and may go up or come down. So you just do an estimate. Say, well, maybe $500 a month, something like that. Car, if you have a car note, you put that down. If you don't have a car note, don't worry about it. If you have a car note, most likely you're paying it. If you're driving a car, you're paying insurance. Okay, so you put your car in one day. Now, you're not putting it together unless it's all one. If your car note and insurance is all one bill, then you put that there. You put car note / insurance. Okay, car note / insurance. If you're paying all one, you're only paying one bill, and it's all inclusive, then you put in the second column how much you pay. Your tuition, if you're in school and you have to pay tuition, then you put that amount down, what you pay per month. And you may not be making a monthly payment. It may be every semester. So you divide that by how many months you go to school per year. You divide that by, and that's how much you're going to get out of a monthly amount. Okay, and you may have to kind of round it off and do if that's what you're doing, paying tuition. Child care, they're coming in every week. Multiply the amount that comes in per week times 4, and that will give you your monthly amount in your amount to pay in your second column. Next to the same line, right, he's on the same line. Clothes, how much do you pay for clothes? Shoes, how much do you pay for shoes per month? Household items, that's like your cleaning, like dishwashing liquid, washing powder, fabric softener, or whatever you use to do your laundry, hair, whatever you use for your hair, your face soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all of that is like your, all of those are household items. Your cleaning, whatever you, if you do the floors, or you wax your floors, you have to get something for your, if you have a vacuum cleaner, you have to get items weekly, monthly, or whatever. So you figure it out. That's going to be different for everybody. It depends on what you do and how you do it. We already talked about association fees. So what if you have a condo fee or a maintenance fee? Add that in, the monthly amount. If it's an annual amount, remember you're dividing by 12, and that's how much you're going to pay. If you pay it twice a year, divide it by 12 and then split it in half. Okay, and that. Well, you divide it by 12 still. And then when you get ready to pay it, you know you pay half of that at whatever date you have to pay it and pay the other half on the other day. Medical expenses. If you have to pay medical expenses for whatever, whether it be medication, doctors, or you have to get mobility tools for yourself or a family member, you add that in. Home repairs. Car repairs. These are comes up on the miscellany. Those are items that don't often happen, but at some point you may have to do it. Okay. We did the tuition, whether it was for you in school or your children were in school. You want to make sure you got all of that. And if there's anything that I missed, let's say like you order magazines, and some people order magazines or whatever you have come to your house, and you may have a fee for that. We didn't do cable. You may have a fee for cable, internet, phone. We need to put that in there. We did that in the other budgets that we talked about the last 2 weeks, so we want to make sure that you include that as well. Phone, internet, cable, if those are items that you have, you want to include that. All of that's a part of your monthly budget. Now, add all of that up. Take your time and add it up. And once you do this, make your line items and have your two columns. Make sure everybody in the family sees this. Everybody needs to see. Make a list of everything you have to pay. As I said, that this is going to be on a case-by-case basis because everybody don't have the same thing. Some people just only have light, and they don't have gas, coal, oil. You may not have a car note, but you do may have an insurance note. You may have paid off your car, but you still pay an insurance every year. You still have insurance. Everybody may not be paying child care. So, see, you do that how you do, and you may not be buying clothes every month or shoes every month. So whatever you don't do, these are things I'm just throwing in there so that you'll know they go as part of the budget. All of these things are part of the budget. Your phone, your internet, and cable, if you got that, if you're getting all of them. Some people don't get those. You may have a number of phones. So whatever you have, you do. A gas for the car. Gasoline, okay, how much do you pay for that? All of this has to be whatever you use. That's how I just say, well, I don't have a car. I take public transportation. Well, how much do you spend for public transportation? Do you get a ticket that allows you to ride? All you do is just ride and you buy one every month? Some people do that. If that's the case, then you do it. Or do you ride the commuter trail? Commuter rail. Commuter rail. If you do that, then that's what you do. You fly in and fly out, and you have to fly as your expenses, if that's part of your expenses, and your job don't pay for it. However you put this total monthly budget together, this is money coming out. Let's say if you got $5,000 coming in with two people, your husband and wife, your budget is $5,000, and you add all of this up, your rent and everything, your mortgage is $2,300, and everything else comes up underneath there. You got tuition, you got household items, you got insurance, your tithes and offering. Remember, your tithes and offering is first, okay? All right, so whatever you have left over, and you only have, let's say you got $2,300 and you have $1,500 left to spend, do not spend over that $1,500, and you will always be safe. You will always be safe, okay? You should have enough money to put something. You should be putting $25, $50, $100, whatever you want to put away in a savings account so it can be gaining interest. Try to do something every month, even if it's just $10. Do that. Try to do that, okay? Father, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together on today. We did a budget, and I just want to say those persons that have weekly and biweekly, if they can just look at what we did or listen to this more than once, so they will be able to streamline this to a weekly budget or biweekly. It's the same thing. The only thing you're doing it will be done four times. You will add it differently. That's what it's going to be. But you're still working with the same line items, and you're still working with the amount of pay. Okay? All right, and that'll let you know. Household budget. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for keeping us healthy. Thank you, Father, for keeping us safe in this time with terrorism. We don't want people to be afraid to catch the plane, and this holiday season coming up. We don't want people to be fearful. God is on our side. Cover before you go anywhere. Check with God before you go here and there. I'm going to Grandma's house. Check and see if you should go to Grandma's house. Maybe God is saying, well, I know you always take the plane, but don't take the plane this time. Just kind of stay at home this time. Check with God to see what you should do this holiday before you go making plans on where you're going to go and how you're going to travel. If anyone is suffering with fibroid tumors, put your hand on your stomach. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare fibroid tumors, those tumors are gone. They're dissolved. They are no longer there, Father. I come in the power and authority of God. It is not by my hand, but it is by your hand. You're using me as a vessel. I thank you, Father, for allowing those fibroid tumors to dissolve. They're no longer there. I thank you, Father, for your healing power through your son Jesus when he went to the cross over 2,000 years ago. We thank you so much, Father. We bless your name, and we appreciate you. We appreciate all that you do. Thank you to my listening audience, and I pray that you have a beautiful week and a blessed week. And I look forward to hearing from you, or look forward to sharing time with you on our next episode. I want to thank them your email if you want to.
and enjoy your day. Bye-bye.